Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters and Advent Elders, and welcome to this program. Sorry, we had a little error a while ago, and I actually was kicked off, but I am here. God is good. God is great. Welcome to everyone. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this moment to give you thanks and praises for this period, Lord, that you have given unto us, that we can come to work with each other, dear Lord, by giving you the praise that due to you. We thank you for tonight, our elders, their nightly, wherever we have the opportunity to give you the praise of certain things that you have given unto us to use. You are so good. You are so great. We thank you for keeping us, Lord. A lot of people went to bed last night and they did not wake this morning. But we want to give you all the praise that due to you, that you have spared our life. Bless us this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, on Advent Health Night. Tonight is Health Reform Night, and we are going to share, and, you know, all of us is going to participate. We are going to participate maybe a little different from how we used to, but brothers and sisters, we just ask you all to give God the praise. And we know that he will be here with us. He said here, work is a blessing, not a curse, right? God wants us to work, and it is a blessing. Indolence, destroy godliness and give the Spirit of God. A stagnant pool is offensive, but a pure flowing stream spread health and gladness over the land. Paul knew that those who neglect physical work soon become unfeeble. We desire to teach the young to minister that by working with their hands and by bringing exercise their muscles and sinews, they would become strong and endure. They will become strong to endure the toils and provocations that awaited them in the gospel field. And he realized that his own teaching would lack vitality and force if he did not keep all parts of the system. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, how important our new start, the health message, is the right hand to the gospel, and we have to follow it. So our scripture reading will be taken from Genesis 1:29 and 3 John 1, and we will open the line for our dear sister to read the scripture for us. 225.
Your line is open. Good evening, Sister Power. I hope you can hear me. Good evening, brothers and sisters. My name is Sister Leola. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just would like to share this reading, and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29 and 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for meat, fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Let me read 31. Read 31, Sister Powell?
No, yeah, yes, you can read 31, but remember we have to read John, 3 John. So you can just read in there 3 John.
Okay, 3 John. Okay, let's just go to 3 John. Amen. 3 John. Okay, 3 John chapter 1, 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. But number
4a. Yeah, 3 and 4.
For I rejoiced greatly when thy brethren came and testified of the truth, that it is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for the reading. Brothers and sisters, we have been hearing this week upon week. And God have given unto us, he said, the love, the old. I have given, not Sister Leola or Sister Considelli or Sister Pawili, right? He said, behold, I have given you every earth-bearing seed which is upon the earth, for, and that was for meat, and also the leaf for our medicine. And in this period and season that we are in, and then when we go to 3 John, Sister Leola just read it, we have a loving Father said to us, beloved, I wish of all things that we may prosper and be in good health. So he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. And he rejoices when we go out there and share. Each night we come on this line here, we share some wonderful health tip and promises. And God loves to hear when we share all these health benefits that he have given unto us so that we can share with others, so that others can. And now is the time, my dear beloved sister and brother, we know that he gave us 8 laws of health. And we make it get more than 8 laws, the laws of health. And with the health, as we just read a while ago, he gave us nutritious exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, here, rest, and trust in God. And our dear sister, Sister Tamika, was supposed to come and comment a little, because our dear brothers and sisters, we're giving everyone a teacher minute, so that they can able to share a little. And if their topic is a little too, we can part it up in different parts. But we want everyone to share a little in a teacher minute so that we can get this program through and that we will able to accept, you know, some of these wonderful remedies that we are using. And also your praise report and your prayer request, because we cannot do without presenting our requests to our dear Father on behalf of our brothers and sisters. Then praise report, we have praise report, so we have to give in a short, you know. So I just want to thank everyone for joining. So brothers and sisters, Sister Leola, if you want to start, you know you can, by the grace of God, and then brothers and sisters, please press 1 that we can open.
Amen.
So, Sister Leola, your line is on now, so if you want to have a praise report.
Yes, I would like to share.
Thank you for reading this scripture passage that all of us are familiar with.
I'm on.
This is a scripture that we are supposed to go out when we are doing aggressive evangelism so that we can share not what we said, but what the Lord told us to go out and share to the people out there. So, Sister Leola, if you want to share now?
Yes, yes. Well, I want to just thank God for this herb, Sister Power. Just as I read this, I believe it, because Sister Leola had stopped taking her metformin ever since I had went to Alabama. And as I got off of the metformin and began to, this is the herbs that my sister mixed together, Geneema sylvester leaf powder and bitter melon powder. And also I found out we can mix also bay leaves. I take bay leaves and I grind them up and I make it out of a powder. And I mixed all three of those together and I put them in a bag, or I put them in a little bottle, a little small little bottle, and I take that every day, everywhere with me. That is for my that's my medicine for my diabetes. And let me tell you something, Sister Power. I just took a picture and sent to a friend, because he told me, a brother, he has type 2 diabetes. And I was telling him what I take for my type 2 diabetes. And he said, I'm on metformin and I can't take. I told him, I said, listen, before I got off the diabetes, I was taking herbs with it. And now I'm taking my 3 herbs every day. Sometimes I take it three times a day, and sometimes actually I forget to take it, and I don't take it until after. And let me tell you, when I wake up in the morning, my sugar is good, and I just took it. I ate earlier, and I just took my blood sugar. It's been 2 hours since I've ate my meal, and it was at 4 o'clock. And let me tell you, I just took my blood sugar. It was 128, which is good for a diabetic. So I'm just telling you, sisters and brothers, you can just use these herbs, blend them. You can buy them. And I bought the bay leaf. I think it's organic, but it's not always organic. I don't always use organic. But what I did, I grind them up in my coffee grinder. I bought one of these coffee grinders. I grind all my things up, my flaxseed, fenugreek, whatever. But I grind my bay leaves up to powder, and I mix those three herbs together, and then I put them in a tube bottle, and plastic little container, and I take that every day. And I don't measure no amount. I just actually take it and drink it, because sometimes I don't have a spoon to measure. I just take some, put it in a cap, take some, put on my tongue, and put some water down with it. And let me tell you, when I take my blood sugar always normal, even after I ate. So I'm praising God. But when the Lord says herbs is for the healing, absolutely. So, Sister Powell, I'm praising the Lord for this, that I have not taken metformin. Let me see, since June of this year. So it's been right at 6 months I haven't taken any medicine for diabetes. So I'm giving God the praise. He deserves all the praise, learning that these herbs work. All we have to do is trust, believe, and do it. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this. Amen?
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Leola, for reading the scripture. And you can prove it for yourself what herb do. You read the scripture and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which it shall be for meat and also for the healing, you know, of the nation." So we just want to thank God that, you know, we are being obedient so that we can follow God's health law. And as we know that the health message is the right hand to the gospel, the everlasting gospel, that in this crisis that we are in this world, we here as a people have a lot to share to others. We are not telling anyone, it's a cure, but this is what the Lord told us to do, and we have to be obedient to follow his health message. So I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful to know that, you know, these things work, right? These herbs work, nutrition, proper food. And I'm just going to open this line for Sister Tamika. She has something more about, a little more about this, so that she will able to share a teacher minute, a two teacher minute. We're giving each person that they can share some of these health benefits that they use to help them while we are facing this crisis and something else coming down upon us, just as how it started. It's actually repeating itself, brothers and sisters, so we have to be faithful. So 272-770, your line is open. A teacher minute we are giving you that you can really present some of the health benefits that, you know, you use things that you...
Thank you so much. Happy Health Thursday, my beloved brothers and sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Go from Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to share a healthy remedy, a benefit to help with our Health Thursday. So it's bringing out Does healthy foods resemble the body parts? And which do they benefit? So on the first list I have, tomatoes. Tomatoes are a superfood for the heart and blood. And like the human heart, the tomato is red and has four chambers. And I also like to bring out the kidney bean. The kidney beans were named thus because they look so much like the human organ, and they actually do help heal the kidneys and maintain their function. Amen. And the carrots. A sliced carrot looks much like the pupil, in rotating lines of the human eye. So, of course, science has demonstrated that the carrots improve the eye function. And then we have, last but not least, the grapes. Grapes hang in the heart-shaped clusters and looks like blood cells. Research today shows that grapes are indeed a profound heart and blood revitalizing food. So I just wanted to share these things with you all, my dear brothers and sisters, because this can help us to stay healthy if we're eating healthy fruits and vegetables, such as the tomatoes, which has the four chambers of the heart, and the kidneys, which is shaped like the kidneys, and the sliced carrots, which looks like the pupil of the eye, and also the healthy grapes that is helping us to keep our blood circulating and flowing. So I just wanted to share these things with you. And I thank you so much, my dear Sister Powell, for opening my line. God bless you all. Have a blessed and happy Thursday, and I'll be able to sing later if you like. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Would you, okay, all right, okay, give everybody the opportunity. Okay, I just want to thank Sister Tamiko for this wonderful ethic. Right, brothers and sisters, you see what the Lord said? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, trust in God. These are the food, that the things that we are supposed to be doing. And our sister came out a while ago. I hope each one of us is taking notes, brothers and sisters, about, you know what, she gave us four healthy tips: tomatoes, the kidney beans, the carrot, and the grape, you know. And all these are the food that the Lord have given unto us and want us to consume them and also to share with others how much health benefit we can find from those foods. So thank you, my dear sister, for sharing your this wonderful health tip, right? Asking my brothers and sisters, please, to press 1. I'm going to open line because we're giving people at each a minute that they can have the time to do it. 518-482-64. Your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Powell.
Good evening, my dear sister.
Can you ask that sister that gave the diabetes thing to give it over? She could speak it over again, because I have somebody that I could help with that diabetic medicine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe at the end.
All right.
Of your...
Yeah. We're going to get it and send it to your sister.
Okay, well, that would be just fine. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Paula. Okay, well, this is Cancinelli here. The year has come to coming to a close. We have been given a lot of tips what we should do and, you know, how we could help one another and encourage one another and to keep them away from the doctor, I should say, if I should say this. All these tips is to help us to keep away from the doctor, because we know that nothing should be put into the human system that will have a baleful result, something that would harm your body and leave some kind of, or give you some other kind of a sickness. You know, because you know most of these tablets that we use there, they give you, that the doctors give you, they practice hygienical treatment. And these tablets that they give us, it brings on other sickness. And we should not. God does not want us to put those things into our system. We must become enlightened on these subjects, and we have been enlightened all through the year. Each Health Thursday we come here and we try to give something to help, and I hope that we are taking down these notes, because I see some things that could help somebody, and I would tell them what it is, you know, and I think that is very good. As to drugs being used in institutions, it is contrary to the light which the Lord has given us. The drugging business has done more harm to our body than anything. The light was first given me. Why institutions should be established that in a sanitarium were to reform the medical practice of physicians. So these are what we should, we shouldn't go to these doctors, but you know, you go to them to hear what is happening with you. Those who make a practice of taking drugs sin against the intelligence and endanger the whole afterlife. They are herbs that are harmless. Listen, the use of which will tide over many apparent serious difficulties. But if all would seek to become intelligent in regarding to the bodily necessities, sickness would be rare instead of common. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And we can say drugs, medication, should be discarded. On this point, we speak about conscience. Conscience of the physician must have been ever kept tender and true and clean. The inclination to use poisonous drugs, which kill if they do not cure, needs to be guarded against. Matters have been laid open before me in reference to the use of our physician by practicing drug medication. Have lots, many cases, they die because of these drugs that they have been using, right? So drugs kill. I'm not saying that it helps some people, but for how long? It still kills you at the end, okay? So if we do all of these things and we listen to all these things and use the things that God has given for us, we would be well and strong for a long time. And we have, by God's grace, to try to use these herbs that God has given us, that he has put into our reach, simple, to try to learn the uses of these herbs and try to use them, and we would live a longer life. He said there are many simple herbs, which if nurses would learn the value of there, they could use in place of drugs and find it very effective. And we saw Sister Leo using her drugs there. I thank God for that, because instead of using these medication that they give you for diabetes, she finds the drug from the herb, and it's very effective. And we have to thank God for these little things, because these little tips that we get, We put them aside and think and just take them for granted. But God has blessed us with this knowledge and let us use it in the coming year. This is our last Thursday health message for this year. And we have been listening to so many of them that this afternoon I do not just want to encourage us to use what God has given us. Pure air, sunlight, abstentiousness from rest, exercise, proper diet, and the use of water, trust in divine power. These are true remedies. So if we use these true remedies, we will be good for next year and for the coming year. Use them by God. I just want to read it in the guidance. It says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk in it when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Now God himself has given us all these remedies, and by God's grace, let us try and determine by our efforts to help others, not to help yourself only, but to help others so that they can be saved in God's kingdom. Because herbs are what God gives us for sickness. Remember that. He has given us every herb of the vine for us to use. God has not given us meat, flesh, fish, and all these things. We don't need those things in our bodies because they really destroy our body. And if we are planning to be in God's kingdom, we have to stop by God's grace of eating all these things. I have to stop right here because I feel like going on talking, but this is our last Thursday afternoon health program. And I pray that the Lord will help us to obey his word and listen to what, take the advice of these things, because soon we can't go to doctors. I just hear the other day that the doctors are killing the patients. They tell you, don't go to the hospital. And that is what they are doing when you think about it. They are killing us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, for the coming year, let us, with God's help, keep away from these health hospital. If you don't have to go, don't go. If you go, maybe go to get what it is, what is ailing you. But use your herb. Use your herbs. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I wouldn't say anything because I want others to share this. Have a happy new year
coming. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Great things we have done. Thank you, my dear sisters, for coming on and sharing these wonderful, wonderful health messages, health tips. And you know what? We thank God that God have kept us on this line for one whole year, every Thursday, actually presenting to our brother, to ourselves and our brothers and our sister, the health message, which is the right arm to the gospel. And what I got from all these studies and health tips is God is asking, he's wanting, he's pleading for us to be obedient to his health law. And we know that it cannot happen by our own strength. We have to trust God and believe. Just as how we have carried us throughout the whole year, actually, to see the last Thursday in this year, you know, he will allow us, he will give us the victory so that we will overcome. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful way in which we all here join on this line and get all these wonderful experiences. I heard some praise report that if you hear, you know, what some of us are doing, our brothers and our sisters are making so much herbal tea with the herb and making tea and, you know, to boost the immune system. We heard about the herb with the diabetic, you know, we heard about all these things that is happening, the carrot, the grapes and the tomato, you know, all these things. So we have a message to carry out to the world. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid. This is what the Lord said in his word, right? In Exodus, in Revelation 18, that mighty power, let me go back to it and just read a little about 1 and 2 in Revelation 18. He said, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling, and become the habitation of devil, and the hole of every fowl birds, and every cave of every unclean and hateful bird. So we see that we have a message, my dear brothers and sisters, to carry out to the world, because you know what? We are in Babylon, right? And we saw what is happening, and it is coming down upon us. And we know what is the test will be, you know. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. I am going to open this line. Can you press 1? But I'll open this line that my sister can do a song. And then after, brothers and sisters, we go into some prayer. and praise for what God have done for us, you know, keeping us healthy, you know, healthy, you know, from all the virus and the plague and all these things. The Lord, I am going to open this line that they can give there. 857-615, your line is open. Breathe.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good, Sister Power. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. There's no one else like him, Sister Power, because he is good. He's awesome. He's so worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I'd like to thank God for his love, because he's awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And Sister Power, prayer request.
Amen.
My prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Lift up the youth in prayer too, Sister Power, because there's people out there who don't know the Lord, and there's people out there who need Jesus. There's people out there who need the Holy Bible. And there's people out there need to take off that tattoo in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Eli. There are people out there who do not know God. And God has placed a people, a remnant people here to go out there evangelizing, right? With that great power, right? To tell the world out there, you know, that all these things is going to become naught. Your Brother Eli, sure, we will be going into a season of prayer. We will be asking for a song, and then we go into a season of prayer. We are going to open this line. I'm going to open this line. 240, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. How are you doing? I was just sitting back and just listening to all the wonderful things that I'm hearing being shared. Absolutely. We have God's medicine chest right in our backyard, right in our pantry. And so I am thankful for all of the natural remedies, the natural medicine that we have, that God has given us, that we can use for healing, right? We can use for boosting the immune system. And I can attest and I can thank God that over the last, we've been pretty much in this situation over the last 21 months, going on, you know, 22 now. And it has been the grace of God and what we have been consuming in our daily life that has actually kept us. And we know, I was sharing with one of my girlfriend, one of my church sisters, who stated that, you know, this thing is demonic. And I know that you all wonderful, you know, Seventh-day Adventist, Bible-believing folks, beloved, that are on this line, know that. And we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, right? And so we're in a spiritual warfare. And so even within that, you're going to have a divide in the home, right? So you'll have one spouse decide that they're going to take this jab, and then the next spouse said, no, I'm going to prove God. And what comes to my mind is that, you know, I know I'm going to be done, Sister Paul. I'm not going to belabor it long. But this is just coming to me. I tell you, it's not my little monkey brain. So the Holy Spirit just leading me right this. We're going to be in two camps, right? As I heard Sister Powell just share, we're going to be in two camps. And so you're either going to eat from the king's table, right? Are you going to be like Daniel and the three Hebrew boy, Mishael and Ananias and Azarias, and say, I am going to prove my King Jesus, right? I'm going to eat not from the counterfeit table, but I'm going to eat from the real thing. And it says when we eat from this, we will never go hungry and we will never thirst again. And so I come back to say this demonic force that is, you know, impacting us and is in the home, not only the pestilence itself, but also that spirit where there's a divide, right? And so my prayer, Sister Paul, I know you're going to go into a season of prayer in a little bit, but my prayer is that the scales be removed from our eyes and God give us a little bit of Holy Spirit wisdom. Not even a whole lot, because if someone has taken the jab three times and came down with the pestilence twice, right? And someone else didn't take the pestilence, take the jab because they said, you know what? I'm going to eat from Jehovah Jireh's table. He says that he's going to provide and protect me, right? And did not, you know, come down with any kind of ailments or anything as such. But the one that took from the king's table, the counterfeit, and it's been impacted, is now still telling the other one that, you know, you need to go ahead and take it, right? It doesn't make any sense. Let's have a reasonable conversation, right? The Bible says, come, let's reason together. Let's have some reasonable conversation, right? And so the mask and what is being told to us by man, right, is not adding up. But then I remember in Matthew 24, verse 4, and Jesus' answer saying, what? I know y'all could say it, right? Take heed, let no man. And so, you know, this is really what God doesn't want to keep take us by surprise. That's what, you know, I've learned. He wants us to be prepared, right? And so I come back, I'm going to tie it up. There's always going to be two camps, right? Which camp do you want to be in? I'm praying that I will be in the camp where God is going to say, enter, right, and not move away, depart from me, I know you not, right? And so that should be what we're striving for as we're living on earth, prepared to be heaven bound, right? And so I heard Sister Constantly saying this, and I heard Sister Tamiko giving these wonderful connections, right, to the fruit that we eat, right, comparing it to our bodies, the organs. And as we know that the body is the temple, and if we consume things that are not of God, then our minds will not be ready and available to hear from God. And I've shared this with my friends. You know that the devil blesses, right? And he speaks to us. And so a lot of times we get clouded because of what we have eaten, what we have consumed, thinking that it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. But clearly it was not the voice of the Holy Spirit, but the voice of the evil one. Amen. And so I want you to continue to pray for me. I know I'm thankful for all of the health message. I'm not going to share the testimony for this person quite yet. This person going to share it for themselves. But I can attest that I serve a good God that told me that he has given me every green herb for meat, and he has given me the plants and the herbs for healing of the land, because I've seen it manifesting over and over and over again. So thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. I'm so excited from, you know, learning and being able to be here to fellowship with you all over the last, 21 months thereabout, right? All right. God's blessing, peace, and love to you.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. All right. Going to open this line, 27. Whose line is she? Okay. All right. 601. I make commission. 240-601, your line is open.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes, my dear.
Hello, my name is Kaja. I'm Sister Paula's granddaughter and Miss Stephanie's daughter. And I was calling just a moment. As she said, you heard her. I'm very grateful for the things that God has given us around us to use as herbal medicines and things like that. At my school, we had a lot of universities are closing down because there was a COVID outbreak, and a lot of people have been exposed. So when I came home, I quarantined and such like that. Fortunately, I just had, like, a little cold. But my mom, she was giving me things like pine leaf tea
elderberry, you know, things like that to boost up my immune system, a whole lot of stuff that I can't even remember everything. And I'm just very grateful for that because I was able to take a test today and it was negative, so that's great.
Amen,
amen. My grandma, my mom, they've been praying for me consistently, and I'm just very grateful that God gives us everything that we need around us that we can utilize to build and boost our immune system. So I'm just very grateful for that and him always blessing us. And as my mom would say, it's all God's work, but he also blessed me with my mom and my grandma who are able to, you know, utilize these things and teach me for me to pass down and then my kids to pass down and so on. So I'm just very grateful and blessed. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear young Sister Kaja, for coming boldly, bravely on this line tonight to give thanks to God for what he has done and what you have been. Mom and grandma and us on this line have been presenting and preaching and teaching the young one so that the young one can teach their young ones, and it will pass down to the other generation. I thank God for you, my dear, that God has been using you. And despite of the outbreak at the college, and you was called into your room, mommy was dear like a nurse to you in everything, and your brother, and prayer for this from the saints. Every one of us on this line, when we lift up our young people in prayer, the Lord heard our cry and he answered our plea. So my dear sister, granddaughter, and Kaja, we just want to tell you how much, you know, we are grateful and thank God that you were able to get your test today and you are okay. You know, brothers and sisters, there is power in the blood. There is nothing that the great physician cannot do for us. All we have to do is to trust him and believe that he is able to do it. So I'm so grateful, my dear, tonight to hear all these wonderful praise reports the last Thursday night. And we are asking our brothers and sisters, if you want to share. We are going to go into a season of prayer, brothers and sisters. This is the time for us to give God thanks, and we will ask for, you know, a song, right? And anyone want to have a song and have a song on their heart to give God thanks and praise, because all praise and honor go to him, that you can press one, that you can sing your song. Give everyone the opportunity. Tonight is the last Thursday night for the year, and we are giving some praise. Is there anyone who would like to sing? Okay. All right. 272-770, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy and rejoicing in the Lord that our precious daughter and sister is doing well. God bless you, Sister Kaja. God bless you, and I'm glad you're doing well. I'm so happy to hear your mom and grandma take good care of you in the Lord. May he continue to keep you in the precious palm of his holy hands and keep you close to his bosom and always continue to be with you and walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to sing Faith is the Victory. If anyone would like to join in and sing, please feel free. It's on page 608. In the hymnal. God bless. Amen. And camp along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle every night, shall veil the glowing sky. Against the fallen walls below, let all our fight be heard. Faith is a victory, we know that overcomes the world.
Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcome the world.
On every hand, the foe we fight, drawn out.
Salvation's helmet on each head, the truth all heard above. The earth shall tremble, knees all trip, and echo without a shout. Oh, praises of victory, praises of victory, oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the fall, why remnant shall be given. Before the angels he shall know, his name comes back in heaven. Then all the sons of his of life, our hearts will love the flame. While then it shall the host of men in Jesus' conquering name. Oh, faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glory is victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Faith. Amen. Praise God. Faith is the victory that overcome the world. So, brothers and sisters, let us have faith in Christ. You know, we have to have faith. We have to trust him. Is there anyone else would like to have a song? I'm going to hope in for Sister Cancinelli that she can do a song, and then we will go into a season of prayer.
Okay. Okay, Sister Paula. I'm coming. I was distracted a bit. All right. I want to sing this song, A Year of Precious Blessings. I don't know who knew that song. I'm trying to get this song, A Year. Oh, it's 480. 480. So if you know that song, you could sing along with me.
When we sing along with one another, it doesn't come out.
No, it doesn't.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. It's true. Okay, here it is for it. A year of precious blessings. A year of precious blessings and glorious victories won. A furnace were progressing, its onward course has run. To thee, O God, our Father, whose goodness crowns the day, within the earthly temple, we lift our souls in praise. Within the earthly temple, we lift our souls in praise. The Master of Assemblies, a mighty partisan, behold our glad reunion, conducted to the end. Inspire our hearts with courage and deeper love for thee, that all the name may honor where'er our field may be. That all the name may honor where'er our field may be. O Church of God's anointed, march on the lost to win. Lead forth thy wrath victorious against the host of sin. Till up his throne in glory, where angels prostrate born, one hallelujah chorus shall crown him Lord of all. One hallelujah
Amen. A year of precious blessing. Boy, that's a wonderful song, Sister Cantinelli. Thank you for, you know, just reminding us of what God have done for us during the year. We can count our blessings. That is really marvelous. Awesome. Let us, my dear brothers and sisters, remember the blessings that you have done. And I think we all have an opportunity that we can go into prayer because you have done so much for us. You have kept us. I heard all these wonderful praise reports, the things that God have allowed us to carry the things that God carry us through this pandemic for nearly 2 years. And, you know, this is blessings that we can be here tonight to give God all the praise that due to him from the young people, the older people, our brothers and our sisters, as we can come here to just let him know how much we appreciate the things that he has done for us. So, my dear, I am going to open the line at that. You know, we do really short prayers. You know, I think, you know, we have so much things to give God thanks for this evening. And if you feel impressed tonight, right, sweet hour of prayer, right, I am asking you, you know, because we have to, right, as this song said, we have to stand up for Christ. And if there is no other time we need to stand up, is now. And, you know, he blesses us. And this is a reason and purpose why he do it. Now we just sing one verse and we're going to go in prayer. And you are impressed to pray, my sister. Let us pray. Stand up for Jesus. He soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory on to victory, his army shall lead. Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcome, met a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. O kind and loving righteous Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we come in your presence now, Lord. Each one of us, Lord, come on here giving you thanks, Lord, asking you to allow us to stand up for you, dear Lord. We are ambassador for you. We are soldiers for you. Father, we are your servant, dear Lord. We are your representative. Lord, you gave us a mission, dear God, to carry out. And this evening, I just want to give you thanks, Lord, for all the blessings that you have restored upon your sons and your daughter and even our youth, Lord, that can come on this line to join, to stand up for you, Lord, and to share the blessings that you have restored upon each heart, Lord. And Father, this is what you have settled us in your word, that the younger, the older, supposed to teach the younger, in season and out of season. Dear Father, and the word should not be depart from them. They should hear it minutely and hourly, Lord, and the life that we live should demonstrate your character so that the youth, dear Father, will look upon our life, that they will have a life, dear Father, to live, that to pass it on to their children and to their children's children. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for the blessing that you have restored upon each one and each heart. We thank you for the protection, Lord, that you have protected your sons and your daughter on this line, dear, and the many presentation, dear Father, the your sons and your daughter who you have used, Lord Jesus, to give you all the praise, because all praise and glory and honor go to you, dear Father. So we want to come this evening, the last Thursday night for the year, to lift up our voice to the ill, for whence cometh our help, because we know we have a loving Savior that will give us all the help, and he will hear our plea, and we have that confidence boldly that he is here. We thank you, Lord, for this gospel message, the everlasting gospel that you have given unto your people, so that we can go out even today. I was in the doctor's office, and I just want to give you thanks. You used me with that 33 angel message. In a minute, I could wrap it up, dear Lord. And there was the nurse who came, and she said, "It's the first I heard this. I never hear." So the message is, dear Lord, and people are dying to listen to the truth and to hear the truth. So, Father, use us mightily, that wherever we go, we will have a vineyard, that we will able to plant that seed out there. And we know one day, soon and very soon, dear Father, we will see reap that fruit, that harvest. So, Father, we want to thank you. We ask you, Lord, every name and that one, every name that was mentioned, dear Father, in our prayer requests from January to this blessed last Thursday, you know every name. You know the list of Sister Consinelli list, Lord, her family members, her church family, her community, her grandchildren, her pastors and leaders. You know them. The list, Lord Jesus, of Sister Barnaby, Lord, her family member, just that same list, Lord, Sister Leola list, Sister Brendan, Brother John, Brother Ray, Brother Rick, Brother Udi, dear Father, and all Sister Stephanie, Sister Kaja, Lord, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, Lord, Sister Powell, dear Father, Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, our young people, Lord Lester, dear Carlos Calvis, and Jensine, Naomi, dear Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Lord. Kaja, dear KJ, dear Lord, and that group, dear Lord, we lift up Brother Elroy and Sister Erico, Lord, Sister Tamika, Tony, and Keisha, Elizabeth, and Duby, and all that list, dear Father, from January, bro, dear beloved Brother Eli, the passion and the love he has for Jahari, Javel, and Isma, and Pasco, dear, and Shamiko, dear, and us on this line, Lord, we lift them up. And dear Lord, we want to come to you tonight boldly to the throne and thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. We have saw on this line, dear Lord, people accept Christ. We have saw wedding. We saw children birth. Lord, we saw people come to know you more. We saw Bible study, dear Father. Lord, we saw help for our children outreach program in foreign country. Lord, Philippines and Jamaica and Guyana and all these areas, dear Father, we have saw the presence of you. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. And tonight, dear Lord, we present every brother and sister on this land. And I give you all the praise and bless us, Lord, throughout this year. We thank you for the whole year, actually, the whole year, dear Father. And now, dear Lord, we are presenting to you our life. we want, Lord. Our desire is to follow you daily, Lord, and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways, because, Lord, we want to cover under your robe of righteousness. So this is my prayer on behalf of each and every soul here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. I'm going to open this line that we can continue in prayer. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us continue in prayer. 240-988, your line is open. 240?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello? All right.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I wasn't sure. Heavenly Father, we just linger a tad bit longer at the feet of your throne. And as this is our last Thursday in 2021, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to move within our life so that we will be able, if you wake us up tomorrow, to be able to present this everlasting gospel, this hope message with your boldness. Lord, we are eating from your table because we don't want to hunger or thirst anymore. We're begging, God, that you will touch our hearts so that it can transform from stone to flesh. Touch us, Heavenly Father. Let us feel your presence today so that we will not leave the same, but we will leave tonight on this last Thursday in 2021 different because we're connected to you. God, you are so good. You are so great. You have blessed us even though we are undeserving. You have provided financial need. You have provided healing when we did the wrong thing to our bodies. You have given us comfort when many have been bereaved. Lord, you have kept us warm when the furnace has gone out. Lord, you have given us peace even within the storm. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. You are worthy to be praised. What more can we ask, God, if you don't give us one more blessing? I know I can say, you have done enough for me. I've seen where you have allowed tuition to be paid, mortgage and rent and light and utilities, Lord, to be paid. We don't know where it came from, but Lord, you provide. Because you said in your word, James 5:16, if we confess our faults one to another, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for keeping us, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Lord, for allowing stores to be erected and blessings to fall down. Lord, we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. Because you said that we are to count all things joy. You said in Romans 8 that all things work together for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. So your people are on this line today, Heavenly Father. They're looking to be changed. Lord, we're looking, Lord, to become more like you. So we pray that you would fall afresh on us. Give us revival and reformation. Lord, stir our hearts so that the things that we have done that is not in line with you, Lord, you can tug our hearts so that we can do right. So if it's something that we said or did to a loved one or to a friend or to a family member, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to agitate our hearts. Bring it back to our memory so that we can make it right. As we know that tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your healing power. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for transforming our lives and for the roles that we have as parents, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, grandparents and grandchildren, that the example that you have given us, we are following that example so that the young people who is coming behind us will not be have a distaste and a disdain in their mouth and in their thoughts because we were hypocrites, but that we will leave an example, Lord, that emulate your example so our young people can say, I have seen the character of Christ. Be with us tonight, Heavenly Father. Bring your word. Touch everybody that is on this line, Lord. We pray and we plead, Heavenly Father, that you will change us. Lord, you know everything about them. You know every single need that they have. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that this prayer will not be hindered. Lord, we know that your second coming is fast approaching. Lord, but we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give your people a revival and a reformation, and we will stand for you, proclaiming and professing your name. Lord, I'm excited today because when my daughter came and said the test is negative, I really wanted to say, I already knew because I was in the presence of my wonder-working Heavenly Father who has actually gave me the information already because he gave me the precepts and the direction as to what to do. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I was obedient. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your strength. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the privilege and the power of prayer because I know that each and every one that was on this line were praying for us. And so we don't take it for granted, God. We bless you. We honor you. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to please don't pass us by. Continue to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to become higher up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Continue, my dear brothers and sisters. The trend that we are in, continue in praying. 631-552, the line is open. Last Thursday night for the year, God have carried us through many battles. Let us give him praise and thanks for all the things he have done. 631-552, your line is open.
Blessing good night, Sister Paul. Blessing good night, brothers and sisters at Advent Light Prayer Line. It's true a blessing to be on the line. Most of all, it's a blessing to be alive and to be able to praise God in perfect health. And something that not a lot of people can say, especially since 2020. So much people have gone ahead of us. And I spoke to one of my family members today, my cousin dad lost her. That he lost his dad. He was explaining to me that at five family members within the space of 3 months, two of his sister, one of his niece, one of his cousin, now his daughter, two of his sisters that was living over here died, one in October and one in 2 weeks before his daughter died. So he says he is what happened in his life. Why, you know, I said, it's just a path that this world has set, you know, ways of seeing his death. So that is something that has been before man, but there's hope in Jesus, you know. And you have to just look to Jesus, not to what is going on, because one day this mortal shall put on immortality, you know. And there will be no more sickness, no more death, you know. But the tide of death has been rampant for the past 2 years on the earth, and we have to just realize that the enemy know that he had but a short time. But during these times, the people of God, as Mr. Powell says, we should be praising God and giving thanks to the old, the last Thursday of the year. And know that God has a good thoughts towards his people. He says, have thoughts towards us, which is of good and not evil, in Jeremiah 29:11. So I want to thank God. So much has happened this year, but in all things, we have to give thanks to God, you know. So I want to share a quote, then I pray, because as I read this quote this morning, I want to read it, and then I pray, because I know that God loves his people dearly, and regardless of what is going on, you'll get. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 says, give thanks unto the Father, which had made us to be partakers of inheritance of the saints in light. We have to give God thanks because he has made us to be partakers of the saints, of the inheritance of the saints in light. So the inheritance that that Christ has, his followers have that same inheritance, the same royalty. He says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, verse 13, the first Colossians 1, says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. That's why Christ, when he was on earth, he was stressing the fact to the Pharisees and to Pilate, when Pilate was questioning him in the hall, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then people would be fighting for him. So Christ's kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is everlasting kingdom. It's not temporal. It's something that will last through eternity. So all of us are translated. So that's why the Bible says, if he then be risen with Christ, in same Colossians 3, if he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things upon the earth, because ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So it says here, the life of a true Christian is ever onward. There's no standing still, nor going back. It is your privilege to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyousness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That is from Testimony Volume 2, 5:21. So I want to thank God that he has given us an everlasting inheritance, not as what we see as going on in this world. The promises of men are ever changing. That's why Malachi says, I am God, and I change not. God doesn't change. God stands by his promises. We serve a God that has integrity. Serve a God that is truthful. So all truth comes from him. Let us pray. Truly, O God, we pause to acknowledge your goodness. Truly, In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come. The Apostle Paul in Timothy told us, I know that perilous time shall come and shall be lovers of themselves, proud, blasphemers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good. When we see all that is in transpiring before us as your people, but Lord, you have protected us. We come to give you thanks. God, you have saved us from many things. We don't even know what can befall us at every moment. But Lord, you have given your angels charge over us, O God, to guide us and to keep us in every way. Anytime we are driving on the road, and sometimes we think that it is us alone. If we could see with the natural eyes, we'll see all the angels and evil angels contending, one to destroy and one to preserve. We thank you, O God, that our guardian angel, that you have given the responsibility for your people. They have done a marvelous job in preserving us to be all this day. Thank you, O Lord, for every provision that you have made for us. Father, one of the greatest needs of your people at this time, Lord, we need a baptism of your Holy Spirit. We need that refreshing, O God. We only have a measure, O Lord, but we want the fullness. Like Stephen, when he had the fullness of your Holy Spirit, was not fearful of persecution. Persecution or his persecutors. He stand boldly for your cause. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will preserve each and every one on the line, O God.
Yes,
help us,
Lord. Yes.
To put our trust and our confidence in you, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, not just to look for temporal blessing, but look for, seek for spiritual blessing. Because you said in Colossians 1 that you have called us, turn us from the darkness of this world and give us an inheritance that is last forever. We are going to be sitting in heavenly places. And why the enemy is so angry? Because his estate that he had before, he given it up because of his pride and his arrogance. He withdrew himself from the presence of God. Not you cast him out of heaven. It was his choice. He chose to depart from life. And now he's under condemnation of death. So he seeks for your people to be discouraged. He seeks for your people to feel like there's no hope. He seeks for your people to think that God has forgotten them. But Lord, you tell us that you will not forget us. You told us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, many times you allow us to be tried and tested so that we can come to the understanding that we are not our own. We are not in charge of our own life. We are not independent. We are dependent being. Because we have to look to our Heavenly Father always. Father, help us, O Lord, to have that perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. As Isaiah 26:3 says, and as Psalms 119 verse 165, great peace are they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Father, you call us to cast all our cares on you. Lord, the whole sins of this world is upon you. and you bear it all. What about our tears? You will bear it all for us. You told us that we must come unto you, all that is labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, Lord. You're willing to bear any situation that we are going through. So, Lord, help us, Lord, not to allow the situation to press us in, but to give it all to Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, you know not what lies ahead, but the same God that has kept us thus far, we know, Lord, that you will keep us. Father, help us, O Lord, no matter what the challenges that we may face in the coming year, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to resolute, to stand on you, Lord Jesus, and stand in you. Father, we know, Lord, that the forces of evil are combining and consolidating their forces. And we know, Lord, that you sit high and look low. And Lord, you will preserve your people. Father, Lord, we just thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. We praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Jesus. There's none like you, there's none beside you. You're mighty God, the Prince of Peace, our counsel, our refuge, our strength, our greatest need. Feed us all, O Lord. Bless our family members, those who are in need, provide the need according to your riches in glory. And help us, O Lord, not to doubt you, but to trust you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother and Brother O'Neill, for that quote and also that prayer encouraging. Brothers and sisters, on this night, I don't know if you guys don't feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here or last Thursday night. Let us praise him, right? I am pressing on the upward way, new heights I am gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Lord, lift we up and we shall stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Yes, my dear beloved, we want to the Lord to plant our feet on higher ground. We want to rise up higher, and I am open just line for 225-327. You can continue in prayer. Mm. 225-337, your line is open. Mm-hmm. Please check your phone if it's on mute. Mm. 518-482, your line is open to the leader who has your prayer.
For taking the time to come and educate us, and Kendall, I want to know, is there anyone that is in the congregation or on the
518-482
that you learned for the first time and you want greater clarity?
All right, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are going to open this line now for 240, that she can do the closing part of this program. God is so good. God is so great. I just pray, you know, the Lord just impressed me, you know, just to share the goodness of God, what he has done for us from January till now, and we are here on this line. you know, we don't heard of any death on this line. And, you know, I just praise the Lord this evening that we all can come to continue in praying and lift up the Lord by giving him praises. And he wants us to do that, brothers and sisters, and to pray for our brothers and sisters who we have not been hearing from on the line, and also to share. Call they, you know, we can make a call, you know, and to find out how we are doing. So I'm opening the line to 240-988. Your line, the line is open.
Amen.
We know.
Amen. 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 And amen. I was totally blessed. I thought that you all were going to continue in a season of prayer, right? More prayer.
Yes,
more
we're going to continue. Yes.
And so, you know, I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I have some things that the Holy Spirit had brought to me, and I'll just read it briefly. We won't, you know, because I think this is the time for us to really give our testimonies, our angels,
praise,
are sitting beside us,
yeah,
record what we have to say about a good master. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a little bit of snippets, let me say that, as to, you know, I'm going to give an abridged version. I had different things, but the Holy Spirit is leading in different ways, and so we will definitely move with the Holy Spirit. But I do want to go into Psalms 100 as we are here at the last Thursday. I mean, I know that, let me ask you all this question, beloved. Can you believe we're at the end of 2021? We just started 2021 earlier this year, at the blink and the twinkling, right? I remember reading somewhere in the Bible where it says, what, one day is going to seem like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years going to seem like one day or something. It just went by so quickly. And so though it has been a tumultuous year, though we have heard many have died, though we have heard about the distress, about the tornado, about the earthquake, about the tsunami, about these detriments, right? We know that it was spoken about in Matthew 24. And so despite all of that, despite our jobs, some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us, you know, have been out, you know, for various different reasons, sick leave, different things, going back and forth, being mandated, having to choose between my temple that God has given me or choose between getting a paycheck so that I'm able to pay my bills. I know that we've been through the fire and back. But one of the most beautiful things is that we have a Heavenly Father that never changed, right? They're talking about all of these things. They have changed. My daughter came to me, and she was like, well, actually, my son first. And he was like, Mom, this thing doesn't make any sense. First they say 14 days, then now they say 5. Wait a minute. Huh? You know, these are young people having these conversations with me, you know. I mean, they're like, it doesn't make any sense, right? It really doesn't. And so, though we see these things, we don't have to be perplexed. We don't have to, you know, be worried. We don't have to be anxious, because the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. We don't have to be fearful, but fear our God, because we love him and because he deserves our worship. But he's the only one that is constant. The Word of God is not changing, right? First they told us mask, no mask. This, that, the social distance, 3 feet, 6 feet, and it keeps changing, right? Everybody's looking at this three-letter CDC, and they're taking the direction from them, right? But who do we take our direction from? G-O-D, but God. So I'm going to go into quickly Psalms 100, because I'm excited today. I don't know about you. I know I'm excited. When I see how God has opened up his storehouse for me. And that doesn't mean that everything was peachy and is peachy, right? The snares come every day. But I trust that my Heavenly Father has prayed for me so that my faith will not faint. I trust and believe the Word of God where he says he's not going to give me more than I could handle. So though it's uncomfortable at times, I'm going to look up at Sister Tamiko often said on the morning prayer line. I thank God for that morning prayer line as well. And so I'm going to look up from whence my help coming from. And so Psalms 100 says, I know you know it, you could say it too, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Joyful noise unto the Lord.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is good. It is he that made us and not we ourselves.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I heard Brother Eudes said it one time. Love letters, ain't it? These love letters are sweeter than them love letters that, you know, our little friends used to give us, a little boyfriend and girlfriend back then. These love letters, it's pressing to the bones. Amen. It doesn't change. It's not sometimes. It's not selfish. It doesn't change when they sold out of the self-COVID test. It doesn't change. It stays the same. Amen. Amen. And amen. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
True. And his truth endureth to all generations.
So if you are on this line today, I'm telling you, amen and amen. If you are on this line today and you have not pressed one to talk about the goodness of God, to bring God praises, to bring God your testimony for how he has kept you this year. I don't know what your angels is writing on the notepad recording about you. Amen. So if you want to say something about God's goodness, if you want to give a quick prayer as we are in the season, and let me tell you, I don't want y'all to say, oh, she ain't had nothing planned. Oh, no, no, no. I'm in the days of ministry that talks about parental responsibility. I'm also going to read a little bit about a season of rest. Amen. Because this was so crucial. This is Health Thursday. This was so crucial in the healing of my daughter. This is so crucial in the healing of Miss Powell. Sister Paul, she didn't tell you that she was like, she was perplexed. She was like, oh, my goodness. You know, my mother, she didn't, oh, I can't say she, my mother. Sister Paul from New York, got to keep it formal, right? Sister Paul from New York, she was just like, she didn't like going to the doctor, let me tell you. But as I heard Sister Continelli say, we got to go to the doctor to get her blood drawn. We got to, you know what I mean? So it's okay to go and get a regular checkup. She don't like it at all. And so she had to go and do some type of stress test or whatever. And she was like, they better not try to let me do all bunch of stuff because I ain't know what they want me to do and I can't do it and da da da. And I'm telling you, I felt every pain, every what's the word I'm looking for? Every ache, every uncertainty, every perplex, is perplexation is a word, quote-unquote, it's going to be a word for me today, right? Quote-unquote, right? Every schism that she was experiencing in her body, I was feeling it. I mean, and I'm telling you, prayer and the little health, let me not say little because they're not little. Some of the things are little, but they become powerful, right? And so I had to jump in full mode because I could feel the presence of the enemy as he was trying to devour me last night, and the same thing was happening. Did not realize that I was channeling what my mother was experiencing. I was like, what's going on here? And so when I called her, she was like, my arm was hurting. I felt like I was in a battle, beloved. I felt like I was in a war. I was aching, my shoulder, and everything that I was going through, she was experiencing it. So I want to share with you all a little bit about the season of rest. And I heard my daughter share something, and it was three generation on the line. And we talked about, you know, generation in this, and it's true, endure it to all generation. And so as I was saying, even for her and my daughter, my mother, this was very, this came in very handy because a lot of times we know about the eight doctors that make house call. We really do. But sometimes we don't give all eight of them the adequate time that they needed. And so in recognizing that, you know, we needed to rest. And so I was saying to my daughter, and I said that to my mother, I was talking to her, and she sounded a little tired. And, you know, and I said to her, go take a nap. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we talk and everything, but you could tell. And so even though God wants us to be on the battlefield, he wants us to be temperate and he wants us to get a rest. So, Sister Paula, let me share this and then I'll go back. And then if we could kind of tag team and I'll just share a little snippet. As you know, I know it's the last Thursday. This is something new, but we do want individuals to give their praise report, their testimony, something that they grabbed from a scripture that they held onto that was keeping them through the thick. You know, that Jamaican is coming out, right? I was going to say thick. Through the thick, we dropped the eighth that time. Through the thick and thick and thin of this dire year. But we praise God because we're still standing, right? It doesn't get any better than that. We have life, so we have the opportunity to our probation has not closed yet, right? We still hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us, so we can petition God to ask God to help us to become better. And so I'm going to read. This is with the nature. With nature and with God, with nature and with God. And it says, let me turn here. It says, in the green valleys, in the forest, on the mountainside, Jesus held communion with his Father in heaven. And so I wanted to share that as many are talking about, this is the season of, this is the season of joy, the season of peace. And I found that this was very fitting. It says a season of rest, and I know this was very helpful for us in the healing process. It's very important within the healing process. And it says, it was just after the return from their first missionary tour that Jesus bade his disciples come apart and rest a while. The disciples had returned filled with the joy of their success as heralds of the gospel. When the tidings reached them of the death of John the Baptist at the hand of Herod, it was a bitter sorrow and disappointment. Jesus knew that in leaving the Baptist to die in prison, he had severely tested the disciples' faith. Have our faith been tested this year? With pitying tenderness, he looked upon their sorrowful, tear-stained faces. Tears were in his own eyes and voice as he said, come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. Mark 6, verse 31. Near Bethsaida, at the northern end of the Sea of Galilee, was a lonely region, beautiful with the fresh green of spring, that offered a welcome retreat to Jesus and his disciples. This don't sound like the city, right? No, no, no. For this place, they set out going in their boat across the lake. Here they could rest apart from the confusion of the multitude. Here the disciples could listen to the words of Christ, undisturbed by the retort and accusation of the Pharisees. Haven't we been hearing that? The vaxxed against the unvaxxed, the jabbed against the unjabbed, the boosted against just the double jabbed. Here the disciples could listen to the words of Christ, undisturbed by the retort and accusation of the Pharisees. Here they hoped to enjoy a short season of fellowship in the society of their Lord. Only a short time did Jesus have alone with his beloved ones, but how precious to them were those few moments. They talked together regarding the work of the gospel and the possibility of making their labor more effective in reaching the people. As Jesus opened to them the treasures of truth, they were vitalized by divine power and inspired with hope and courage. I know that's what the Holy Scripture does for me. That's what your encouragement and your prayers does for me. It vitalized the divine power and inspired with hope and courage. But soon he was again sought for by the multitude
Supposing that he had gone to his usual of retirement, the people followed him thither. His hope to gain even 1 hour of rest was frustrated. But in the depth of his pure, compassionate heart, the good shepherd of the sheep had only love and pity for these restless, thirsting souls. All day he ministered to their needs, and at evening dismissed them to go to their homes and rest. In a life wholly devoted to the good of others, the Savior found it necessary to turn aside from ceaseless activity and contact with human needs to seek retirement and unbroken communion with his Father. I'm going to read that again. In a life wholly devoted for the good of others, the Savior found it necessary to turn aside from ceaseless activity and contact with human needs to seek retirement. And retirement is rest, right? It's resting. And unbroken communion with his Father. As the throng that had followed him depart, he goes into the mountains and there alone with God, pours out his soul in prayer for these sinful, for these suffering sinful needy ones. When Jesus said to his disciples that the harvest was great and the laborers were few, he did not urge upon them the necessity of ceaseless, that means working without stopping, toil, but bade them, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest, Matthew 9, verse 38, to his toil-worn workers today as really as to his first disciples, he speaks these words of compassion. Come ye yourselves, part and rest a while. All who are under the training of God need the quiet hour for communion with their own hearts, with nature. In them is to be revealed a life that is not in harmony with the world, its customs or its practices, and they need to have a personal experience in obtaining knowledge of the will of God. We must individually hear him speaking to the heart when every other voice is hushed and in quietness we wait before him. The silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46, verse 10. This is the effectual preparation for all labor for God. Amidst the hurrying throng, the strain of life's intense activities, he who is thus refreshed will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and peace. He will receive a new endowment of both physical and mental strength. His life will breathe out a fragrance and will reveal a divine power that will reach men's heart. And so I'm going to stop right there for you to kind of open up the line. But I do want to say, let me tell you all this. As I was tending to my daughter and my family, and I'm telling you, for the husbands that are on this phone, this line, I'm telling you, y'all need to write your wife a check, a big one, with a lot of zeros behind it. Let me tell you, being a real housewife is a lot of work, not the fake one that comes on TV, not the counterfeit one that has your nanny and has dishwashers and all of this stuff. I mean, literally, it is hard work, and we have to get rest. And so as this is a season of rest, we're asking that you rest not only from the toil of working, but we don't feel like we are to be on that street, on that battlefield from dusk to dawn. That is contrary to what God has called us to do, right? We have to rest. We have to rest so that we have to rest within God. Amen. And so I just wanted to share that. Amen. But y'all husband, y'all better write your wife a check with a lot of zeros. Y'all can write it off because the year is getting ready to end anyway. So you better write them a check because being a real housewife is a lot of work. And so we need to rest. They need to get them rest. Amen. So Sister Paul, you can open the line for individuals to give a praise, to give a text, to give something that they took forward that was holding them for this 12 months as we're on the last Thursday.
We already done that already, you know, but you want to go back if anybody have any, but we do that.
Yeah, because I know everybody didn't give a praise online. I mean, I'm just feeling that in my spirit.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for really sharing and also bringing this reader about with the nature with God. And God shows us and tell us, brothers and sisters, we need the rest. Just as how he rests, he wants us to rest from our labor. And I thank God for that, because it's really a command, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we can be intemperance, because sometimes I am, right? And I really have to give God thanks that he, you know, for his word, and to help me that I can know when that is time for me to rest. I will just share this testimony to you. As my daughter, Sister Stephanie, had mentioned a while ago with the situation crisis this week that I was facing, and I knew that it was the enemy, you know. We were all on this line in the morning, singing praises, giving thanks, you know, and sharing the word, doing the study, and eventually, my dear, I got down with, you know, I don't know what it is, but it was something, and I knew that it was the enemy attacked the body. But this morning, I just going to cut it short, I went to the doctor. I was to be there at 11 o'clock. Thank God for my faithful servant who took me, and I went there at 11 o'clock. But before I went, I pack up some books, my dear, The Great Controversy, because everywhere I go, I try to carry some booklets and something to give out. And when I went, I registered, and after register, I went into the room. And I met a nurse, and my dear brothers and sisters, she was just, it was like an angel, you know. She was so gentle, soft talk, and we were just there sharing. And in a minute, I shared the everlasting gospel message to her. And she said to me, you know what? I never hear this yet. This is something strange, right? Anyhow, I told her I have a gift for her. She said, oh, yes, thank you. And I gave her the package. I took 4 books in a bag, because my little bags them run out, and I didn't have the bags to put them individual. So I gave them. Then the doctor came in, the cardiologist, you got it name, some word I can't even call. And she came in, and she was also an angel. You know, we were just there talking, like somebody we know hearing the word, you know, and say, oh, you're going on this thing. And she didn't tell her. She told me what to do. And there I went. But I prayed about, I hold there, and I prayed right there. And after finished praying, I went on the treadmill. And brothers and sisters, when I was there, I was just going. No cameras going. She said, oh, you used to walk? I said, yes, I do walk. Even in my old age now, I do exercise. I walk around the block when the weather is nice, and I come on. I love to walk. And anyhow, I carry out the exercise right to the end without stopping. They have to stop the machine. I carry it out to the end. And she said, oh, you break history. History, you make history. History, eat it. I said, praise the Lord. So I'm so thankful, you know, for what happened to me today. And I came back home a little tired after I got something to eat and was sharing it with my daughter. And then she heard it in my voice. She said, all right, you go and get some rest. So I got some rest until the time for me to go on the line. Went on the line. I had some difficulties, but eventually the Lord allowed us to correct the problem. and we are on the line. And just how the Holy Spirit just present this to me, just let us do this. This is the last Thursday night of the year. Let us give God praise and thanks for what he has done, that we can share our testimony and the things that he has allowed us to use with after we read Genesis 1:29 and also John. And we've been sharing the health message, you know, the 8 laws of health. And everyone come in, Sister Nelly and Sister Tamiko, Sister Leola and Brother Oni, Sister Stephanie, Sister Kaja, you know, and we just have a wonderful time. So I think by the grace of God that God have us here for a purpose, and he has us here to be obedient to his will. And because of his love, we are supposed to be going out to share the message with others. So that is my praise report. I'm so thankful for life. I'm thankful for health. I thank you for strength. I thank you for who he is, the great physician, who allow us, Lord, allow us to be well, because we know is he who have allowed us, each one of us on this line, to be healthy. So I thank God for that. And also the many, many various requests is our dear beloved brother Eli present all these names to us, Jerari, Jovel, Jamar, Shamiko, and the whole team, you know, and he's constantly praying on behalf of our, his brothers and his sisters. So let us be faithful, my dear beloved, and continue to do the work. We know that it's getting late. So if there is no other word person need to share, you can take off yourself off there, and we can close, because we want to be temperance. 2:40, your line is open.
All right, thank you, Sister Paula. I just wanted to share something briefly before we go. I think this one is fitting. Thank you for that. And she didn't tell you that, right? The doctor said she was like Usain Bolt, right? She was like the fastest man alive because of what she was doing. But I prayed for her. I got up and I prayed and I reminded her. This is one of the favorite texts that she has taught my daughter. She has taught me. And it's kind of like, you know, the text that has been passed down, Philippians 4:13. I know many of you know it. You know, we can do all things through Christ. No, Sister Paula, let me talk. Let me share the information. This is my story. She has taught us Philippians 4:13. Remember that one? We can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. You have taught us that forever. The one with Exodus 14 is this year. You have presented that to us this year, Exodus 14:14, for our Lord shall fight our battle, and he shall hold our peace. So that one was north. But the Philippians 4:13 was something that you have instilled in us and shared with us and have passed it down to your grandchildren as well. So I do want to share, it says, what we need is heart education. This is in the false and true in education. False and true in education. I pray that you will go back and read, read this chapter as well. I do want to share just a paragraph out of this. It says, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? The mastermind in the confederacy of evil is ever working to keep out of sight the words of God and to bring into view the opinions of men. He means that we shall not hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 30:21. As we're moving into a new year, I pray that we will hear the voice. This is the way, walk ye in it. Through perverted educational programs, he is doing his utmost to obscure heaven's light. Philosophical speculation and scientific research in which God is not acknowledged are making skepticism of thousands. In the schools of today, the conclusion that learned men have reached as the result of their scientific investigation are carefully taught and fully explained, while the impression is distinctly given that if these learned men are correct, the Bible cannot be. Skepticism is attractive to the human mind. The youth see in it an independence that captivates the imagination, and they are deceived. Satan triumphs. He nourishes every seed of doubt that is sown in young hearts. He causes it to grow and bear fruit, and soon a plentiful harvest of infidelity is reaped. It is because the human heart is inclined to evil that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. I'm going to read it again. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. It removes the only real safeguard against sin. We are in need of schools where the youth shall be taught that greatness consists in honoring God by revealing his character in daily life. Through his word and his works, we need to learn of God that our life may fulfill his purpose. And so I do want to, I'm just going to read a little bit, Sister Powell, about the heart. Just a little bit, a tad bit about the heart, because I thought that this was important as I was flipping through and we're talking about the heart. Sister Tamiko shared something about the heart as well in one of the fruits that she talks about. It says, what we need is heart education. What we need is knowledge, and this is from the False and True in Education. What we need is heart education. What we need is knowledge that will strengthen mind and soul, that will make us better men and women. Heart education is of far more importance than mere book learning. It is even essential to have a knowledge of the world in which we live. But if we leave eternity out of our reckoning, we shall make a failure from which we can never recover. A student may devote all his powers to acquiring knowledge, but unless he has a knowledge of God, unless he obeys the law that govern his own being, he will destroy himself. By wrong habits, he loses the power of self-appreciation. He loses self-control. He cannot reason correctly about matters that concern him most deeply. And that's what's going on. A lot of individuals are not able to reason, with some common sense because of everything that is going on. Because of skepticism that we talked about earlier. He cannot reason correctly about matters that concern him most deeply. He is reckless and irrational in his treatment of mind and body. Through his neglect to cultivate right principles, he is ruined both for this world and for the world to come. If the youth understood their own weaknesses, their own weakness, Brother Udi, I know, Brother, if you're on the line and hearing me, I know Brother Eli has been talking about, a youth revival, a youth meeting. He's been talking about it for the last 21 months. And so it says, if the youth understood their own weakness, they would find in God their strength. If they seek to be taught by him, they will become wise in his wisdom, and their life will be fruitful of blessing to the world. And let me add that. Not only Brother Udi, the entire Advent Light Ministry team, because it's not you, Brother Udi alone, it is a team. So Sister Leola, Brother Richardson, Sister Power, Sister Carla, I know that Brother Eli has been asking for that. And it could be a virtual one. It could be a Zoom one. I'm just putting it out there. But, he has been asking. He has been faithful. And when we have young people that are engaged and are insightful and they have the urgency, we are to afford them the opportunity to be able to participate in that. So I'm putting it out there to the entire Advent Life Ministry, amen, as we're moving into 2022. It says, if the youth understood their own weakness, and yes, I did take a point of privilege to share that. If the youth understood their own weakness, they would find in God their strength. If they seek to be taught by him, they will become wise in his wisdom, and their lives will be fruitful of blessing to the world. But if they give up their minds to mere worldly and speculative study and thus separate from God, they will lose all that enriches life. And so I leave that with you tonight, and I pray that you are blessed. I pray that we continue to seek God, as we know that we are in those days. We know that we're going to see more. We're going to see more variant. We're going to see more health challenges, more calamities. We're going to see them. But we have a Father that knows how to take care of him. And if I could sing, see, I can't sing. I would sing, God will take care of you. But I can't sing, so go look at it, and somebody could sing and hear, God will take care of you. Let's trust and believe and hold on to the anchor, our Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen.
Oh.
And amen.
Okay. So we're going to sing. Thank you, my dear sister. I think we have a treat tonight, brothers and sisters on this line. Everyone we have here, I know that they are blessed, and we want to just give the Lord all the praise. Be not dismayed, brothers and sisters, if we can close, right? That was the song you asked for?
You can sing that one, too. That's fine.
Okay.
I wasn't blessed with the gift of singing.
God will take care. I'm just looking for anybody remember where it is. Sometimes I can't remember where. Okay. Good.
Sabah, did you want me to God will take care of you.
Close with pray. Yeah, I'm just looking for the song. You all right? 99. Okay. Yes, I am just going to do 99, and then you can just close off, right? We see some line here. Yeah, will people press? If anyone wants to share, they just have to take off themselves and press one that I can open the line. All right? Be not dismayed. Okay. Be not dismayed. What here betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wing of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. When dangers fear your part to sail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter.
upon his breast. God rest his care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, brother. Amen.
God will take care of you. He is there to take care. Let us trust him. And you can just close off with prayer and feel a little tired. Amen.
You muted
240.
Me. Okay, thank you. Yeah, you muted me. All right, no problem. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we were able to give you praise, give your testimonies, bring our petition, and just, Lord, to thank you for all that you have done. We pray that you will tarry with us, Heavenly Father. According to your will, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to wake us back up tomorrow so that we will be able to shed your light to everyone that we come in contact with. Lord, you gave us a blessing today. You gave us, Lord, encouragement. You gave us healing, Lord. You gave us power. And so we thank you, Lord, for this. And we thank you for the reminder in the psalm that no matter what the sneer, no matter what we may go through, you will take care of us. So thank you for your grace, your mercies, and your loving kindness towards us. Thank you for each and everyone that is on this line, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord, to pour out your blessing on them. Give us revival and reformation so that we will be changed. We will be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Let the words of our mouth
and
the meditation of our heart
be acceptable
in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, have a blessed night. And remember, tomorrow night is our Sabbath. Let us try to invite someone on the line and, you know, make a call to those who used to join and we have not been seeing them. And let us continue to be faithful. God bless, and you have a blessed night.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible.